Hi, I'm Marsh Ward, president of Callaway's Nursery. We're based right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and we're proud to sponsor this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
That is so cool, hearing their voices, the voices of the folks, the men and the women at Callaway's. You'll hear them all of this hour in the rejoinders. They are sponsoring this entire hour. And this hour of my program, as it always has been for, we'll ask and confirm in a minute, I may be off by a year or two, I've been known to. 32 years we've had Dr. George Ray McEachern, the very fine fruit and pecan specialist with Texas A&M. We will go to George Ray in just a moment. He is here to answer your fruit and pecan questions. Only today, please, fruit and pecan questions. Robert Borowski is running the boards and also screening the calls for me today. And he will talk to you. And so if you have a question about the best varieties or how to grow certain fruit crops, this is your chance. I've admitted this for 32 years. I've admitted this all of my life. This is not my specialty. And it is what Dr. McEachern has spent his entire very highly recognized career doing, and that is fruit and pecans in the great state of Texas. And so it is your opportunity to be helped by the very best that we could find anywhere in Texas. The way to do that is to give us a phone call right now. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I'll be just the host this time. It's the only time in the entire year that I do this, and I'm glad to do it because George Ray gets some outrageous questions from growers and people that have astute questions that I wouldn't be able to begin answering. 800-288-9227. If you like to spell words, that's 800-288-WBAP. A very nice word to have. Right now we are joined, as we always are on each Sunday morning, by Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the beautiful Fort Worth Botanic Gardens. Steve, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Well, good morning, Neil.
You bet. And we're going to take one little bit of respite, and I'm going to tell people exactly why you have always been so faithful to prepare things on fruit crops that are grown within the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. And Neil was asleep at the switch. I had a lot of stuff going on this week, and George Ray will attest to the fact that he got his reminder call about 10 minutes ago that we were doing this today. So anyway, I treat all equally, Steve, and I forgot to send the notice out to give Steve an alert. So he is going to talk about a couple of superstar plants in the garden. Go for it, my friend.
Well, today is Super Bowl Sunday, so I thought, well, what are the super plants in the garden? And those would be some of the Texas superstar plants. So one of those is the Princess Caroline Napier grass. This is a Pennisetum hybrid. It has beautiful wide leaves that are a deep purple in color. These leaves gradually arch, or gracefully arch downward toward the ground. This grass does not flower. It's all foliage. It's very heat and drought tolerant and is perennial in most of the state. This likes full sun. It grows 4 to 6 feet tall. It is hardy in North Texas if the temperatures are mild and it's grown in a protected location. We feature ours in the bed at what we call the Rose Garden Turnaround. But it's just beautiful as a backdrop. We've got coral drift roses in front of it, and those really stand out against that dark blackish-purple background.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. But what if I want something taller, maybe a large shrub or small tree, maybe a large shrub?
Let's go for Vitex.
Oh, yes.
This, of course, is a Texas superstar plant. It's a deciduous large shrub or small tree. Gets about 10 to 15 feet tall and wide. It has profuse spikes of indigo-colored flowers early summer, late spring, early summer, really, about May, June. And then it can bloom sporadically during the summer. And then you might get a little more bloom in the fall. Vitex is heat, drought, and pest tolerant. There are a number of cultivars out there. There's even a pink one. But they're all considered Texas superstar plants.
You look at that pink one, you say, well, that's interesting. Where are the blue ones again now?
Well,
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm really fond of the original color and its slight variations. And, Steve, in my experience, I have seen that used as a shrub about a million times more than I have as a tree. It's kind of
yes.
like a crepe myrtle. You really yes. would have to train it to get it into a single trunk tree. And the third and final plant that you're going to mention is really a Texas superstar. In fact, it is a native Texan Texas superstar, Lacey Oak. I love that tree. Tell us.
I do too. It's really native to the hill country, but it does well for us here in north central Texas. It's a beautiful small oak. Has a spreading canopy with attractive bluish-green foliage. The leaves are slightly scalloped on the edges. It's highly tolerant to heat, drought, alkaline soil, and pests. Makes a nice tree for a smaller yard because it only gets about 25, maybe 30 feet tall, 20 feet wide. Full sun, and you don't want to water this too frequently. Again, it's native to the hill country, but it's gorgeous.
It is a wonderful plant. Lacey oak, I have only one complaint with the one that I've had since 1985, and that is it is late to lose its leaves in November, even December, and early ice storms have broken mine a couple of times, and I've had to reprune it and retrain it. But, man, that is one beautiful small oak tree. How does somebody find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right. 24-hour information number is?
That is 817-392-5510.
All right. And then the website's the easiest part.
Yes, that is fwbg.org.
This is Steve Huddleston, my longtime friend and senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you.
Talk to you next Sunday. All right. And that is sponsored by, boy, this is appropriate, Womack Nursery in De Leon, Texas. We'll go to Dr. McEachern in just a minute, and we're going to be talking fruit and pecans all day today. That's what the folks at Womack Nursery do all day, every day. And they are, I'm going to give you their address, but odds are quite good that you will order from them by mail. I'm also going to give you their website because that is probably the way you're going to choose to order. It's a wonderful website. I will warn you, if you're sitting waiting for church to begin, looking at it on your smartphone or at the office tomorrow, WomackNursery.com has about a two-second interlude of music at the very beginning. Lovely music, but it will give you away that you're on your computer, you're on your phone. And they handle all of the good varieties, all of the best recommended varieties of fruit and pecans in the great state of Texas. I'm going to give you a warning. That word is out. It's been out for four generations. People know to go to Womack's for the best in fruit varieties, and therefore occasionally they do sell out of some of the best-selling varieties. So you need to order right away, and if they say we're out for this season, then just save a little space and make plans for next time around. Womack Nursery, growing the finest in fruit and pecan trees, shipping by mail all across the state of Texas and beyond. So you don't have to go to De Leon, although they would be happy to see you. The nice family, really nice family. Womack Nursery Company, 2551 State Highway 6, which happens to run all the way to College Station as well. 2551 State Highway 6 in De Leon, Texas, D-E, capital L-E-O-N, right in the center of the state. De Leon, Texas, 76444, WomackNursery.com, W-O-M-A-C-K, nursery.com, 254-893-6497. They're closed on Sundays, open a bit on Saturday, open weekdays, of course. 254-893-6497, WomackNursery.com.
This segment of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is being presented by your friends at Callaway's. I'm Wendy Vanderbeck at Callaway's in Hearst. And now, back to Neil.
Well, when I recorded those rejoinders, that lady stepped up to that microphone, and she did beautifully. All right, we're going to go to Dr. George Ray McEachern right now, my friend of many, many years. How long have we known each other? 42 years, George Ray?
At least. That's a good number.
That's a good number. You like that. And how long have we been doing this on Super Bowl Sunday? Is this 32 years? Was I right on that one?
I think so. That's close.
You keep tabs. You're getting more lenient with me in our elder years, George Ray. I like
that's
that.
Right.
That helps. I need that. All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll take a break and then plunge right into the phone calls. Where'd you grow up?
I'm from Louisiana. My daddy was a county agent. My mother was a home ec teacher. We lived below New Orleans. We had a citrus orchard and a citrus nursery. I went to LSU, studied horticulture, got my master's degree in strawberries, and I was a technician for a professor that worked on peaches, and then I came to Texas A&M. I did my PhD on pecans. And I worked under Bluford Hancock for 15 years, and then I've been teaching horticulture. Well, I've been teaching the viticulture classes here at A&M and Grayson County College since 1980. And then I retired from the Extension Service in 2001, and since then I've been a professor of horticulture. I'm currently teaching three classes at A&M, two in viticulture and one in pecans.
You know, you need to get busy, man. You're a slacker. You are a real slacker.
Yeah.
Your father was County Agent of the Year for the nation at one point. Is that correct?
That's right. Long, long time ago.
Well, I understand that, but that's pretty spectacular. George Rey is, as I said, highly acclaimed for the work that he has done. Some of his research as a PhD graduate student was pretty monumental, and just a great friend and a great ally in the Extension Service while I worked there as well. All right, we're going to take our first break, and you're going to have a question on pomegranates. This will be Martha in Fort Worth in just a moment, wondering what variety is best and if they will do well in Fort Worth. So stay with us. Dr. George Rey McEachern will be here in just a moment. We will start the program underway. Let me tell you right now about my book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. And I'll tell you right now, that I spent, it's probably the most boring half day that he ever spent in his life, going over this book, the detail of the fruit and pecan chapter, to make sure that I had the details right. George Rey was my consultant on that and my confidant, as he has always been. This is the book I've always wanted to publish. I self-published it, so it is not in stores. It is not on Amazon. The only way you can get it is through my website at neilsperry.com or by calling my office between now and 10:30. I have signed copies of the book ready to mail. That's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Now, if you're going into a store and you see a book with cowboy boots on it, that's the book that was last published in 1991. So it is way, way, way out of date. This is the book that I wanted to publish initially, and it took a few years to get it done. But my goodness, I like the results. I think you'll be very satisfied. 840 photographs, 340 pages. It covers the basics of gardening in the Lone Star State in Chapter 1. Chapter 2 is when to do all your tasks, when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants month by month for the whole year, 4 pages per month. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and also vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Now, this is the first printing of the book, and we will be doing a second printing sometime this year, sometimes this spring. And when we go to second printing, we will probably have to raise the price. So I'm going to suggest you call today. It's $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you can call right now. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. Available at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Satisfaction guaranteed. Remember, it is not in stores. 1-800-752-GROW. Can there be a patent on quality? If there could, I'd give it to Advanced Foundation Repair. Advanced already holds 10 patents for technologies. Those technologies allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about any foundation. And the fully backed ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees that repair, owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. That, my friends, is quality. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. All right, Dallas Plumbing Company, they have been in business since 1903. And you know what? They are more than just plumbing. They are Dallas Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning. However, this week for us in the Sperry business, they were, and a home, they were Dallas Plumbing. We use their services both at my office and at our house, and my sincere thanks to them for providing David, Alex, and Brian, three of their plumbing specialists who are just absolutely spectacular young men to work with, to have in your home or in your business. And what is that, 112 years in the business? They've earned multiple awards. If your old furnace needs repair, or if it isn't working the way you need it to work, Dallas Plumbing Company gives you a free estimate and 20% off a new Carrier furnace of your choice. 20% off. This offer is good for a limited time, may not be combined with other discounts, so give them a call. You can call now, but they're open tomorrow if you'd like to reach them directly. It's 214-340-6300. 214-340-6300. Of course, if you need them for any kind of emergency work, they are available through that very same phone number. Dallas Plumbing Company has a complete kitchen and bath faucet and fixture showroom at 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. If you stop in there, you will find the finest in fixtures, and I hope you'll tell them, hey, Neil was bragging about you guys, said he bought all his fixtures for his home here, and I did. We did. There is a 10% discount for seniors on plumbing, heating, and air conditioning services. Now, once again, for more information, you need to call them at 214-340-6300 or go to the website dallasplumbing.com.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
Well, we're less than 2 weeks away from our home landscape school, which means that you need to call today before 10:30 to register. We are down to a few seats available, and you want to grab one of those before it's too late. It'll be all day February 14, Valentine's Day. Wonderful way to celebrate Valentine's Day as you make your home even more beautiful. Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens and I will teach you the principles of great landscape design, how to design a plan to scale, what are the best trees and shrubs, how do you lay out the beds and place the plants within the beds, how do you have effective and easy care, annual and perennial color, terrific turf grass, effective entryways and fun backyards and patios. We'll teach you all of that, and we also then will set you up with a one-on-one consultation with a landscape designer, a professional designer, 2 weeks later on the 28th of February or on March 1, your choice of those dates. You do all of that for only $199 for one person, $239 for two people. That includes all of the design materials. But you must register ahead, and that would mean today before 10:30 by calling the same number you call to get my book, 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or sign up at neilsperry.com.
Neil Sperry and Callaway's go back since our nurseries opened. I'm Evan Brady with Callaway's in Denton, and now back to Neil.
Thank you, Evan. Let's go to George Ray McEachern right now, and I think we're just already, I cut in on the music on you there, Robert, didn't I, just a little bit? I'm just eager to get to Martha with in Fort Worth. Martha, George Ray McEachern is with you. How can he help you with pomegranates?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm interested in knowing if our season up here in Fort Worth is long enough of warm weather to have good fruiting and which varieties are best for here. But I also want to know how you can tell a dwarf if there is a way to tell a dwarf from a full size, because I bought one that was labeled pomegranate, and I'm suspicious. So,
okay. For your original question, yes, you can grow pomegranates at Fort Worth. The further north we go, though, the greater the probability of cold damage in the wintertime. It's the limiting factor on the distribution in the south, in the state. The most common variety that's available at nurseries and also when you go to the grocery store and you buy pomegranate is going to be what we call wonderful. Mm-hmm. And you can buy those from Larry Womack's Nursery in DeLeon, as Neil has already pointed out. Now, there are some other varieties. There is a big research plot being conducted by Dr. Larry Stein and Jim Comas, both at Fredericksburg and at Uvalde. And these guys mm-hmm. are testing a ton of new varieties from the Middle East and some from California as well. And there are two types. There's the hard seed and the soft seed. The new soft seed one, if you can run it down, is called Sumbar, Sumbar. And it's very, very cold hardy. So that would be the one other than the hard seeded wonderful if you can locate it. And you might go on the web and see if you can run it down there. The other thing about the plant that you have purchased from a local nursery, usually on the dwarf things, there'll be small caliper shoots or stems rather than thick caliper. So and pomegranates are unique in that they have more than one trunk or more than one shoot. It's more like a bush than it is a bona fide tree. So if you have four or five little bitty thin shoots coming out, this probably is a a dwarf of some type, whereas if they're big, thick, like your finger, the probability is it's a standard type.
Martha, if you got one of the dwarfs, it would be an ornamental, probably. Is that correct, George?
It probably would be ornamental. It would not be the ones we eat. That is correct.
Much smaller flowers. It'll have fruit, but they're tiny. They're ping pong ball sized, and the leaves are small, and they're very twiggy. You can tell even in the winter by looking at the plant. That thing doesn't look right. So
well,
I'll bet you can tell.
This was about a 3-gallon, and it's about 2 feet tall. And when I bought it, it had 2 golf ball-sized fruit on it that were starting to get red in August. That was a year ago.
Yeah, golf ball size is probably going to be a dwarf.
Right, and they never got bigger. They got bigger than a golf ball, but maybe a tennis ball at the very most.
Well, you have it, so I would say just see what turns out. But it may be Chico or one of the other small ones. Really appreciate your call very, very much. Thanks, Martha.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Elise and Cooper, you're on the air with Dr. McEachern. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question about a Dorset Gold apple that we bought from Womack in 1999. It's grown very well. It's produced bushels of apples. But last year, we noticed that it started getting little pink BB-sized spots. And underneath those in the apple, it would be like corky under there and kind of a gray haze on the fruit. And I'm suspecting from my research that it's apple scab.
Yes, ma'am.
And
well,
I need...
Go ahead, George Ray.
Well, what happens is on years when we have moisture, the bacteria has moved around to various parts of the it's a fungus. The fungus spores are moved to various parts of the fruit, and if you get any kind of openings in the surface, it'll develop for you. We control that with fungicides, and to be perfectly honest with you, I know very little about apple scab, so I don't know what to tell you to do other than hopefully you'll have better weather this year and the possibility of it happening will not be, won't occur in the future. And I'd like to ask you a question. Has it had it every year?
No. We noticed a few pink spots, I would say summer before last, but this last year it was much worse. And in fact, we've had to cut back the dead portions of the tree. I mean, it's just died back, developed brown leaves, and then it's like scabby stuff on the twigs and the branches. And
right. Well, now that's a totally different situation. That's fire blight, and you did a good job. You want to cut the flower, but when the leaves turn brown, it would be very good to go in with your shears and cut those shoots out and dispose of them right away. And another thing, if you're producing large crops and the fruit are falling on the ground, keep those cleaned up and thrown away also, and that'll help you on the scab. But on the fire blight, let's please get all – it's on pears and on apples. As soon as you see fire blight, we need to cut it out of the tree and dispose of it.
Well, fire blight's really more black because I've had fire blight. We treat for fire blight when they're in full bloom.
Oh, okay.
But this is more of a brown. It's not the black torch look of fire blight.
Wow. That's a new one for me. I don't know what I will agree with you. You're right. You're on top of it. Fire blight typically moves in very, very fast in the spring after we had a lot of rain and bees, and then the leaves turn black. But there are times when they can turn brown before they're black.
Okay.
You know what you might want to do, Elise, is you might want to send a sample when it happens to the Plant Disease Diagnostic Lab at Texas A&M, and that sample should be a generous sample, even including some of the healthy wood beyond where the damage is. I would recommend that, and perhaps they can culture something and tell you what specifically it is. George Ray, I just scanned the fact sheet that is on Aggie Horticulture by Jim Comas and Larry Stein and Monty Nesbitt. I didn't say anything about apple scab. It is not a commonly discussed problem. Yeah. At least I hope that helps. I really appreciate your call. Thank you.
And
we've
also
got to run.
Tell her that for the the sanitation is always your first course of action. So keep this stuff cut out, and that'll help you the best it can.
It's true for all the crops. Peaches on the ground, not a good plan. Yeah, we'll talk more about that. This is cool. You have a call coming from Quinlan. You have one that was from Cooper, from Colleyville. We had somebody who couldn't hold calling from Round Rock, of all things, George Ray. Folks, the number, if you'd like to call, I had a couple of questions going to ask George Ray, but I haven't had time. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I will ask George Ray next hour at some point to go through a list of his recommendations of the best varieties of each of the adapted fruit crops. So I hope you'll have a pencil and piece of paper. If you can't stay with us during that hour, I'll have it on my website. I'll have it on my Facebook page by tomorrow. So next couple days anyway. So there we go. Let me tell you right now about Callaway's Nursery. This is a real joy. They sponsor this entire hour, and we thank them for that. Perhaps Texas pioneers planted fruit and berries just for food, but today gardeners realize that edible plants enhance beautiful gardens. They fit right into your garden. They're a part of the beauty that you have around you. This week at Callaway's, you'll find great selections of fruit and berries that offer beautiful forms and colors waiting to be combined into your garden. I was in a couple of Callaway's this week, and there are all the fruit and berry and pecans waiting. Discover lovely blackberry, raspberry, blueberry bushes. Explore Callaway's selections of apples, peaches, figs, pears, and plums. More than two dozen choices recommended for Texas. You'll also find wonderful lemons, limes, nectarines, and oranges, perfect for the Texas patio. Their 5-gallon fruit trees start at just $39.99. If you want to try blueberries, especially if you're from Dallas eastward, plucked from your own bush or biting into a juicy peach right off your tree, this is the place to go. It's Callaway's. Callaway's offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Choose from 17 convenient locations, open 9 to 6 daily. There's a store nearest you. You can find it at callaways.com. Love having them here on the air. Great people. Texas certified and master certified nursery professionals there to help you at each of the Callaway's. Callaway's Nursery. Life lived beautifully.
Mark Levin.
Today there is no conservative party. There just isn't. It doesn't mean the Republicans are all bad. Of course not. It doesn't mean they don't do good things from time to time. Of course not. They do.
5 till 8. Mark. News Talk. 820 AM. WBAP.
First is February means that we're getting closer and closer to the spring storm season. That means you need to make sure your roof is up to par. Texas is no stranger to severe storms, and Wortham Brothers can help you with your roof. Storms can pop up quickly, wind and hail that can damage your roof. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788 to schedule your free roof inspection, or visit wbroofing.com. WB as in Wortham Brothers Roofing. That's wbroofing.com. If you have damage to your roof, take photographs before any emergency repair is done. Many insurance companies have time limits on claims, and so you need to call Wortham Brothers immediately if you think you might have a claim, and to make sure that you don't have a problem. It's better to prove the negative on this one, and Wortham Brothers can do that for you, and they will be very honest. They are built on integrity. 972-562-5788 or go to wbroofing.com. So before your claim expires, before you list your home for sale, or before you change insurance carriers, or if you're just concerned, you call the leaders in the industry since 1986, 28 years, more than 60,000 roofs. That's Wortham Brothers, 972-562-5788, or visit Wortham Brothers. I need to abbreviate that, wbroofing.com. A good roof is not a matter of chance, a matter of choice. Choose Wortham Brothers Roofing. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, standing by patiently. It's Major Logan. Major?
Good morning, Neil. WBAP News Time, 8:34. A new ruling could cost universities big money. That story coming up after we update traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the classicchevrolet.com right now traffic watch. Got a major accident on southbound I-35E now at Garden Ridge Road, slowing traffic. Also still working earlier accidents, I-35E northbound at Colorado Boulevard, two right lanes blocked there. And I-35E southbound near Copperas Branch Drive, two left lanes blocked by an earlier wreck at that location. Your WBAP 24/7 forecast, gradually becoming sunny today. Falling temperatures, though. Gusty winds. Highs in the upper 50s, falling to the mid-40s by 5 o'clock. And it's going to be cold tonight. Overnight low near 28. Sunny. Chilly again tomorrow. high 45. Right now it's 58 degrees in Rockwall. A judge has ruled that a clause in a Texas law that limits veterans' tuition benefits is unconstitutional.
A U.S. District Court judge ruled that the University of Houston could not exclude student Keith Harris from certain benefits solely because he enlisted into the military outside of Texas. Tuition and fee exemptions under the Texas Hazelwood Act cost Texas universities $169 million in 2014 and are projected to jump to $286 million by 2017. Harris sought benefits under the Hazelwood Act and was rejected. Harris grew up in Georgia but earned a bachelor's degree from the University of Houston and attended law school there until his education benefits under the GI Bill ran out. Tom Clay, 24/7 News.
Ukraine says 13 of its servicemen have been killed and 20 wounded in the fighting with Russian-backed separatist forces, and that's over the past 24 hours. A battle is raging for control of a government-held railway hub that the rebels need to further consolidate their control in eastern Ukraine. Separatists are also attacking several villages in that area. Once again, it's going to be gradual clearing today, but falling temps, high dropping from the upper 50s to the mid-40s. It's 55 degrees now in downtown Dallas. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Thank you, Major, very, very much. Today's SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week is a dog, always is a dog, a smart and loving boy named Copper. Copper is a handsome 2-year-old, 70-pound, I like this description, kind of fits me as well, hound mix with an adorable red and white coat. He's a handsome hound. Copper was surrendered to the SPCA because the family that owned him had to move a long ways away, was not allowed to take Copper with them. They say that he is fabulous with children, enjoys playing with other dogs, also already house-trained and crate-trained, smart, eager to learn new tricks, go on daily walks with his new family. One of his favorite things to do is go on a car ride with a human companion, I would hope. Copper is heartworm positive, but his treatments will be free to the family after he's adopted. And I've had a dog with heartworms, no good excuse. Really, no, that was years ago, and the treatments have even gotten easier and better. And so that's taken care of. So if you're looking for a smart and friendly, wonderful guy, head on over to the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney. Meet Copper today. He'll be waiting for you. And that's at the McKinney Shelter, Southwest McKinney, at 8411 Stacy Road. It's on Stacy Road, just a little bit east of Custer. The Dallas Shelter, also open noon until 6, 7 days a week, is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road. And these are great places. So if you'd like to view all of the animals the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption, it's spca.org/findapet. And take a look at Copper when you're there, and you'll see what a handsome dog he is. spca.org/findapet. The SPCA of Texas Pet of this Week.
Rush on WBAP.
There is some real fear for U.S. national security among leftists who consider themselves experts in it. And they're blaming Obama.
Rush, 11 till 2, News Talk, 820 AM, WBAP.
Our Home Landscape School is sponsored this year by the fine folks at Encore and by Callaway's, and we thank them for that. It will be all day Saturday, February 14, just a couple of weeks, not even that long from now. And Stephen Chamblee and I from Shandor Gardens will teach you the principles of great landscape design. We will show you how to lay out a landscape plan to scale. We will teach you how to choose the best trees and shrubs for your needs, how to use hardscape effectively. We will show you how to draw that landscape plan so that you'll know how to design your own gardens. It is the coolest thing. People get so excited by this. 2 weeks after that, on February 28 or March 1, you take your choice of those two days, Saturday or Sunday, we give you a one-on-one consultation with a professional landscape designer to finish your landscape plan. So you leave with a working drawing of your landscape project, probably at a fraction of the cost it would be to hire somebody to do that design for you. Plus, you get the knowledge then of how to do a landscape design to scale. All of it for $199 for one person, $239 for two people, same household. But you need to call while we still have seats available, and that is 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 10:30 today, 1-800-752-4769, or you can learn more and register at neilsperry.com.
It's Stock Show time again in Fort Worth. Come see us at the WBAP booth in the Amon Carter Exhibit Hall. Chris Kroc live every weekday at 4. Sponsored by American Tornado Masters, Champion Windows, and Silverleaf Resorts. These things are legendary. The Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo and WBAP.
All right. Thank you very much. And just a heads up that we are talking today all morning with Dr. George Ray McEachern, the state fruit and pecan specialist. And 1 minute from right now, we'll go back to the phones. We have David in Colleyville. George Ray, he's going to be asking a new variety of oranges for the Texas area. And a question on that, Elizabeth in Quinlan wants to know about miracle berries. I am so glad that George Ray McEachern is on the phone with me today. And we'll go back to him in just a second. If you'd like to join us, please call 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. You might be thinking of replacing your old window treatments with beautiful plantation-style shutters, and if you are, let me recommend to you the people that we happily used about 6 years ago at our home. That is Sunburst Shutters. Their shutters are made of polywood. They were the ones who brought this into the market. It's their proprietary material, and it's fabulous. It looks like wood. From 18 inches away, you can't tell that you're not seeing and touching wood. But, oh, it is so much better. It doesn't warp or crack or split or peel. It is a man-made material. It's white or off-white, depending on the color you need. It's available in each. And they are custom fit to every opening in your home, any window, any archway, whatever it is. If you need a shutter there, a plantation style, 2.5, 3.5, or 4.5 inch louver size, they can do the job for you. They come to your home and measure. They'll bring samples, hold them in the window so you can see exactly what you're getting and what the beauty will be. Oh my goodness. I cannot tell you how thrilled my wife was when these were installed at our home and how thrilled she continues to be. They are light tight. They are the most energy efficient shutters in America. Sunburst Shutters. Sunburstshutters.com. Available also in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. Here's the phone number, 214-343-2601. If you want to go see their showroom, they'll be happy to invite you there. It's in an industrial area because that's right where they make them. 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com.
Let the Texas Certified Nursery Professionals at your neighborhood Callaway's help you. I'm Greg Polito, store manager from the North Arlington store. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Greg, very, very much. These are all my friends, and it is so neat to hear their voices. David in Colleyville, you've made it on the air now, my friend. How are you?
Oh, just outstanding. I look forward to this show every year.
I do,
great
too.
Great anticipation.
I do, too. Thank
great.
You.
I have an orange question, but first I want to mention that about 25 years ago, Dr. McEachern and you recommended to me the Texas Pecan Profitability Handbook, as his name in it, by the way, my edition does. For a pecan junkie, that is the source. But with respect to the oranges, there is a new variety out. I believe it's called Arctic Frost. I've grown these in the past, different types of Satsuma. And, you know, sometimes they've lasted 2 years, maybe three, before they get down, they die all the way down below the graft. However, this one is tolerant down to the upper teens, I have read, and I wanted to get your read on that.
Oh, yeah. I hear a chuckle, David. That may spell doom for us here.
Yeah,
well, I tell you the truth. I don't know. It's going to be as big a mystery as the miracle berry that's coming up next. I was raised on a citrus orchard below New Orleans. My dad was on top of Satsumas and Navels as well as any person that ever lived, and we had outstanding sports or clones of Satsumas. We stay with the Arwari, and you know, the threshold that I use is if it gets to 25, it can kill tissue depending on how vegetative it is. Now, on this Arctic Satsuma, it's going to freeze also. Now, I don't know if you've fruited it. Do you actually have a plant?
No, I have not bought one yet. I want to make sure that, and I was waiting for the show to get your opinion of this, because this one is a 5 to 7 degrees, even 8, that's lower than all the rest of them that I've ever tried.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Here's the way freezes occur. Water is within the cells, and when it freezes fast, water moves out of the cell to the intercellular space, and as that water moves out of the cell, it cuts long protein molecules, DNA molecules, and so forth. So it all depends on the hardiness of the plant at the time. This particular Satsuma may be very cold, very low vigor, and the fact that it has low water content could give it a little bit of an advantage over another one. However, with satsumas and with all the citrus that we grow in north central Texas, my rule of thumb is if it gets to 25 and below, it would be a good idea to either cover them, then step two is cover them with a light bulb underneath. This year, I have three citrus trees right outside our south side of the house. I have a ruby red grapefruit, a Meyer
College
lemon,
Station.
And a Warwick.
College Station, folks. College Station, Texas.
That's at College Station. Yeah. And I have only had to cover one time this winter. So we've had a real warm winter, and a case like this, you'd have no problems. But if the cold comes in fast, like on October the 31st or October the 27th, and it's a major front, they can freeze at 25. So it depends on the hardiness of the plant when the cold hits, not necessarily. Now, if it is this Arctic Satsuma, if it is the type that is lower vigor, less apt to be growing at that time, it could have a cooler tolerance.
I would try it, David. I was given several of them last year to try. I left them in pots. They're in my greenhouse right now. I put them out in the summer. One of the problems with that is they bloom in the greenhouse, and I don't have bees in the greenhouse, and so but they're beautiful plants, but I wouldn't spend a lot of money trying them yet.
Oh no, I was just
I wouldn't go into commercial business.
Yeah.
No, this was just in the south area of my yard. I've got a smaller spot and love the look of them, and the smell of the blooms is just it's great.
Well, give them a try, but try a small number. Appreciate your call so much. Thanks for listening all these years. You betcha. I'm going to take a break, and Elizabeth with the Miracle Berry question in Quinlan. George Ray, I'm going to let you sweat bullets on that one a little more time here. We'll be right back with Dr. McEachern. Let me tell you first about my book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I self-published about 10 months ago so that I could provide to you the book I really wanted to have. I'm really pleased with the book. I'm really pleased. We're about to go in for a second printing. I have one little typo of about five or six characters or just some kind of space debris. That's the only change we'll make in the book. I mean, yet it's probably going to cost more. And if you'd like to get a first printing, they're going to be sold out before much longer. We're taking another shipment. We only have one more shipment available to us, and it will be coming tomorrow. So you need to call today before 10:30. It'll be a signed copy. I've already signed several hundred of them. They're ready to mail. It will be your way to get ready for the spring gardening season. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It is not in stores. It is not on Amazon.com. It is available through my website, neilsperry.com, or by calling my office between now and 10:30 or during the week. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. 840 of my photographs, 344 pages. It has chapters on the basics of gardening in Texas, a monthly calendar, 4 pages per month of when to do all the important tasks. Chapters 3 through 11 are on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, and then fruit and vegetables. And only $28.95 plus tax and postage. My Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, which was last printed in 1991, is a great book, but it's a quarter of a century old, and this book costs less than it does. If you go into the stores, it's going to be somewhere in the high 30s. This one is $28.95, but it's not in the stores. So please call before 10:30 today, 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or order at my website, neilsperry.com.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home.
Visit the experts at WizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. Or call 817-429-0822. WizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
When you or a loved one's diagnosed with cancer, you want quality, compassionate medical care close to home. Baylor McKinney and Baylor Plano offer technologically advanced inpatient and outpatient cancer services for removing tumors and treating cancer symptoms in a warm, soothing atmosphere. They treat a variety of cancers from breast cancer to digestive cancers and head and neck cancer. Their comprehensive services include patient education, screenings, diagnosis, treatment, and certainly support. For more information on cancer care or any of the other medical specialties at Baylor McKinney or Baylor Plano, call 1-800-4-BAYLOR, 1-800, the number 4, Baylor, B-A-Y-L-O-R, or visit BaylorHealth.com. Our family got to the Baylor healthcare system almost 10 years ago when our daughter presented herself with what was later diagnosed as the flesh-eating bacterium, and Baylor Plano saved her life. My wife serves proudly on the board of Baylor McKinney. We are very beholden to the Baylor healthcare system. We recommend them to all of our friends, and that includes you.
Got a deal for you, Hal.
Okay.
Monday, I want you to show up wearing the same shirt that you wear your Super Bowl party.
Can't do that.
Why not?
But it'll be dirty.
I know, but I'll be able to guess what you ate.
Okay. I'll wear it in.
Yeah.
I bet you $10 right now you can't.
More Super Bowl party stories.
Right out of the box, Monday morning at 5:15, Hal and Brian here on WBAP.
All right, thank you very much. Encore Electric Service Delivery sponsors my home landscape school this year in 13 days, and we thank them for that. You know, trees are an important part of a great landscape. Pecan trees, for example, are a great part of a great landscape, but only if you have adequate room for them. You need to know before you grow how tall, how wide a tree will grow. One of the sad days is when you plant a tree and then realize, oh my goodness, it's getting into the power lines, and sure enough, Encore has to prune to remove it from the power line so it doesn't have limb breakage in ice or windstorms and cause entire neighborhoods to be out of power. Every time the power is out after a storm, you know it's limbs that caused almost all of those outages. Encore can help. They have a lot of information at encore.com, at their website, of the best trees to use around the power lines. And they also have information about how you can, for example, trim trees. If you are concerned about trimming and there are power lines within 10 feet, I would say 20 feet of where you're doing your pruning, you ought to call Encore at 888-313-6862. Just a short discussion with them ahead of time could save big problems. And if you see a power line that is being touched by a tree limb, if there's sparking or fire, you need to call 911 right away. And if you are going to be digging in your yard or one of the companies will be coming in to trench, for example, for a sprinkler system, call 811 at least 2 business days and they will mark the underground utilities for you. Encore.com, that's a great source of information. Encore, O-N-C-O-R.com.
We at Callaway's are proud to offer the finest in plants, products, and services. I'm Kim Gocher, the marketing director from Callaway's, and we're proud to be sponsoring this segment of the program. And now, back to Neil.
Thank you, Kim, very, very much. And we're ready to go back to Dr. George Ray McKeachin. Well, the time has come, George Ray, Elizabeth in Quinlan, whose call dropped and she called right back. Robert Borowski said she almost caused his heart to stop. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
George Ray and I can hardly wait to hear what a miracle berry is.
It's a novelty berry that's popular right now. You eat the berry, it coats your tongue with proteins, and therefore everything you taste afterwards tastes sweet. And I was thinking on playing with growing a couple of these. I have done some research online, and they have some germination problems. But I was hoping to get some information. They're a tropical. So what extremes am I going to have to go to here in east of Dallas to grow some tropicals?
George Ray, if you do the search for Miracle Berry, you will have 10 million matches of Miracle Berry tablets and Miracle Berry diet. And
Right.
I'm so glad you're here, George Ray.
Well, I tell you what, we have the Texas Superstar plants. We have George Ray McEachern and Neil Sperry's top 10 plants. All of the opposite of Miracle Berry. Miracle Berry is, you know, it's hot on the web and you read it and it's supposed to do all these different things for you. And to tell you the truth, just play with the web and let the web tell you what to do. Now, I suspect we should have someone that can sell you seed if you can run it down on Amazon or you can run it down on Google. But I, to be perfectly honest, I do not know anything about it.
I'm doing an ask.com search for what is the genus of Miracle Berry. Let me see what that pulls up for us. Just
well,
a second.
It does have a scientific name.
Oh,
but
I, everything
you get the
does.
Name, you're still not any better off.
Oh my goodness, George Ray.
Beautiful, and I love you, but
Sincepalum,
you know, we got to know if this thing will live in the wintertime.
My goodness.
Horticulture. What's the horticulture on it? But
okay, I'm learning something.
All fruit trees are healthy. You know, we're saying eat more fruit and vegetables, and sometimes we can get some that are a little more than the other. Like we're saying that pecans are the healthiest of all the different nuts. However, walnuts will give you more omega-3. So all fruits and nuts that we eat will be good for you. Now, whether we can get something special out of a miracle berry, I just do not
Elizabeth,
know.
I will confess to being the dumbest guy on the air at this moment in America, and George Ray is the smartest guy on the air in America, but you've stumped us both. You've stumped us both on this one. Be very cautious. I would spend your money very, very carefully, and I'd be very careful of the sources that you send your money to. I think you're better off going with the tried and proven Texas plants. That's our suggestion. Does that help at all?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
It does. It's just a novelty plant. I was just going to dabble with it.
Well, I will guarantee you that we will both be looking a lot more research up on it, but I also guarantee you that the odds of our buying any of the seeds and trying them ourselves is probably one in a million. But anyway, good luck. Report back if you try something, okay?
Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. You bet. And she waited half an hour for that one, George Ray.
Wow.
Oh, my, my.
Well, we all know about Miracle Berry now.
Yeah, we do. And we'll pay more attention the next time. We have about 45 seconds before we're going to break for the newscast. And so I'm not going to take Mitchell in Bedford this hour. Mitchell, if you will lay the phone down and come back in about 10 minutes, we will put you on the air. He has a lemon tree. And the lemons are not ripening. He's wondering what he can do. Folks, that is, I haven't given the number a lot because we've been just inundated with calls. If you would like to call, the number is 800-288-WBAP. You would be right behind Mitchell at the top of the next hour. That's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Grab a pencil, piece of paper, and George Ray will go through the 10 best fruit and nut varieties. Different types of crops to grow. We'll have that list sometime in the next hour. We'll get to a breaking point and we'll do that. So this is really cool, and I really appreciate Dr. George Ray McEachern, fruit and pecan specialist for many, many years with Texas A&M. News is next. We'll be back on the other side. Stay tuned, please.